TPR military and veterans issues reporter Carson Frame sat down with documentary filmmaker Stephanie Howard to talk about her new film, The Weight of Honor. It screened today at the San Antonio Film Festival. It offers a glimpse into the lives of military caregivers.
So I understand that this film has some roots in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Film Festival is the first festival to select us. It's sort of a coming home because so many of the caregivers either were from here or they're actually flying in to be part of the festival.
So how did you get involved with this project initially?
I was having a coffee with a friend of mine, and I said, you know, not taking anything away from the vets, but I think there are a lot of films and there is a lot of media attention to them. I really feel strongly there's another story here. I just don't know what it is. And she said, no one's done anything about the caregivers. And I sort of thought, well, this is boring. I mean, about the doctors and nurses, isn't this what they do all the time? And she said, no, it's about the mothers and the wives and the families.
So I understand that this film follows five families, many of whom passed through San Antonio as part of their medical care.
We were here a number of times. They were treated at BAMC, Port Sam Houston. They were also at the Center for the Intrepid in their physical therapy. Several burn victims, which of course is what BAMC is famous for.
So this film pays a lot of attention to the role of children as caregivers. Can you give me some examples of how children are taking on responsibilities that they might not otherwise?
For a family where the vet has severe PTSD and TBI, the children can't help but be impacted by that because their dad went away to war as this big, strong, tough guy, and now he comes home and he's afraid of a lot. And one of the little boys we talked about was 4 years old at the time. And they went to the VA for a medical check. And the vet was really scanning. He was looking everywhere up and down the hallways. And if a door shut, he really, really was afraid. And his little 4-year-old son took his hand and explained to him, Daddy, that's okay. That's just a door slamming. Daddy, everything's okay. I'm here. So you have a 4-year-old child who's very intuitive of what his father needs and that he's able to calm down his own dad, where you think the roles would be reversed.
Absolutely. It's incredible. While you were working on the film, did any trends emerge with the caregivers themselves, struggles that they're having or complaints that they all echoed?
One of the problems that I heard over and over, especially from the experts, is we're losing this husband-wife kind of relationship. It becomes almost nurse and husband, and you don't want that. You want them to have a relationship that can be nurtured and that can continue. So if someone could take the kids for an evening and let them go to dinner and a movie and not put them in a position where they have to hire a sitter and pay all that money that they may not have, that can work wonders.
There's one family in the film that took a lot of photos while their soldier was in recovery. How does that play into the overall story?
They were so strong in their hope, they said to themselves, we want to take a lot of pictures for when he's better and he's home and he can see what it was like.
This film doesn't just focus on the plight of the caregiver. It seems to really emphasize the passage of time and change.
That's kind of the ultimate look at the film. It's not so much, oh, these poor people, but the larger message is, look how strong and resilient and courageous these military spouses can be.
Stephanie Howard, thank you for speaking with me.
You know, this has been really exciting for us. We've worked really hard, and now this is the fun part, so thank you for inviting me.
That was director Stephanie Howard talking about her new documentary, The Weight of Honor. This is All Things Considered on Texas Public Radio 89.1.